November 4th, 2014, it was the nation's midterm election. People all over the country were continuously encouraged to go out and vote. But in New York, getting the voters to rouse themselves from their relative apathy towards the state politics and getting them to head to polls on Tuesday was particularly a challenging task.
So I completely agree with that. The midterm elections is a complete sense of apathy. It's not clear on who might be capable of making a change.
And that was Tim, who works in Brooklyn.
And that the way things are being run in the city right now, I just feel like throwing my hands up in total disgust with what they're doing with the police department, what de Blasio is doing in general. It's just been horrible. So that's my comment.
Tim was not the only one who was skeptical towards the state of the politics in the country. Like many others in New York City, this skepticism is being reflected in their unwillingness to take part in state politics. I went to Sunset Park in Brooklyn, a neighborhood highly populated with Hispanic and Asian residents, to see if political apathy towards state politics is a real thing in New York.
I think that a lot of people are apathetic, but I still think it's important to vote. I voted this morning in my polling place. I just work in this building, so I'm not here to vote at this school.
Marie volunteered at a polling station at Sunset Park High School. She voted in the morning, but she understands that the political apathy among many New Yorkers is a real thing.
I think people are really cynical about what's going on, and I think, at least in New York, it feels like there's not a lot at stake, like that most people are, as far as the governor is concerned, like everybody knows that Cuomo's going to win. It doesn't seem like a tight election. So I don't think a lot of New Yorkers feel like it matters, but I disagree. I still think it matters. And I think overall, like, nationwide, people are just cynical about what's going on.
Herbert Garnett was also working at the polling station at the school on the 37th Street. He, on the other hand, ties political apathy back to politicians running for elections and their empty promises.
They're fishier. A lot of them that's running for offices, they don't hold up. They promise this and promise you that, sometimes. And the people really don't go for it. Once they get in, sometimes they don't, they have to change their will, So I don't understand it, why they do it, but they do it,
Garnett, however, believes that everyone's vote does count.
Election is very important, the vote, Your vote do count, So I would like to tell everybody that can.
Did you vote today?
I'm going to vote now.
Marie and Garnett are probably the optimistic few. Many people I've talked to on the streets are still very skeptical. Some were not even aware that the midterm election was happening.
Do you know that today is like midterm election?
I do not.
It's pointless.
So sorry.
It's kind of pointless.
It's kind of pointless?
Yeah, my point of view is pointless.
Can you just tell me why?
No, I just think it's pointless. That's it. I just think it's pointless.
How would you compare midterm election to presidential election? Like, why people like making such a big deal about presidential election but not midterm?
Presidential election is actually what counts. When you really think about it, it's what makes a difference. It's who's going to be our president. Midterm elections, we're actually debating about who we're going to pick. But at the end of the day, presidential elections is it's going to be who is going to be running our country, which is the main problem, the main point. So it's what we should be concerned about. So, that's pretty much it.
However, to Maria Hernandez, state election is the most important election.
Wait, but what is it really about?
Yeah. It's important.
Maria is originally from Mexico and has lived in Sunset Park for 19 years. Local community representation is important to her.
Really, really is important more for the, I know, choose who is the represent for the people.
Do you know who's in on the ballot today? Do you know the people who you voted?
Say.
Oh, yes, because it's...
¿Tú sabes quién son?
Sí, yes, yes, I know. Every year, I know what happened with the representing for the community.
Political apathy seems to be a real thing, and maybe not just among New Yorkers. The sentiment is well spread all over the world. But as it seems that people are informed of their priorities and roles in making democracy work, maybe political apathy is in fact more of an expression of their frustration towards their leaders. I'm Rahma Pauzi, reporting for NewsDocVoices.com.